Well, now Elyria Catholic backed up on that penalty, faced with a second and 20 at the Beachwood 45. Tucked up in the pocket, feels the pressure, and now will tuck it away and run up to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. Cook is still off and running, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Panthers! The quarterback, Jake Cook, to 45 yards. And now in this Buffalo hunt, the only thing missing is Kevin Costner and Dances with Wolves.
To that.
To Wolfie's Bistro and Pub, Tim Elkhorn, along with Rob Polinski, as we bring you our 2015 high school football preview show here at Wolfie's. It's presented by our great friends at Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford. We're scheduled to be here until 9 o'clock tonight. The way the coaches keep rolling in, we may be here a little bit later, and why not? A great place to hang out. We invite you to stop on out and join us. We're going to be talking high school football all night long. 16 Lorain County High School football coaches in our area. Every one of them invited out tonight. I think most of them are here already. So let's get right to it. Now, Rob, I mentioned 16 high school football coaches. Only two are, quote, new, unquote, this year. Paul Ferguson at Brookside, he's in the building. And Dave Stupka at Elyria Catholic, who now joins us on the show. Now, we use the term new head coach at Elyria Catholic, but you're certainly not new to being a head coach. You've got some experience as far as that realm is concerned, and you were on the EC staff last year. So, Dave, first of all, congratulations on being named the head coach at EC. Is it kind of like riding a bike, being that head coach? You've had stops at Chanel and the like, kind of doing the same thing all over again?
Yes, it's really every day is a new adventure, and you have an idea of what we're going to deal with on a daily basis, but having the experience certainly helps. Before I forget, I want to thank you guys, Tim and Rob and WEOL and the people here at Wolfie's for their kind hospitality, and appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys tonight.
Well, you were on staff over at EC last year, so you certainly inherit some kids that you're very familiar with. How important is that to the process, no matter what you do scheme-wise, no matter how much you tweak things, to at least know the kids that you're working with?
Well, I think that's the key to it, is that we want to be able to put our guys in positions that best suit their talents. So having that year to see these guys play, knowing kind of what they could do, having an idea going into it, and having an idea how we think they might develop as they've gotten older has been a big help for us.
Dave, coming out of the break, we played the highlight with Jake Cookta. You've got a tremendous athlete in Cookta. You've got some terrific guys around him. Offensively, you got a team that can score some points.
Well, there's no question about that, and we're looking to make sure that we're balanced on offense. We're able to run and throw the ball, and really what we're looking at is to make sure that, you know, defensively, we're a strong unit. We're strong in special teams. So, you know, those three units have to work in sync to make our, you know, if our defense is better, our offense is going to be a little bit better. If our offense is able to, has the ability to control the ball when we need to, it helps out our defense. Special teams will give us field position. So we're really focusing on all three of those phases.
New coach, new league. Did you take the job once you found out that Midview, Avon, and Ridgeville weren't on the schedule anymore?
Well, that helped a little bit, without question. But we're very excited about, obviously, competing in the new league. And we tell our players this, is that our focus really is on August 28th, you know, when we play St. Thomas Aquinas. They're a great football team, and we want to make sure that we're in our best position that night. But we've thought about the conference, at least I have thought about it, and the nice thing about it, it's going to be very competitive. I think it's very balanced. I don't think there's a clear-cut favorite going in, which makes it exciting for the fans and, you know, media, people like that. So, well, we're looking forward to it.
What are some of the question marks with your team this year?
Well, I think just what we've talked about in terms of, are we going to be able to get the offense and the defense and the special teams, you know, in sync to complement each other. We work very hard. We have the thing that's nice about our club at this point is that we have some depth. And what I mean by that is that we have competition for positions. People will ask us, well, who's your starting left tackle or right tackle? And I said, well, or who's our starting linebacker? Well, right now we feel we have three or four guys that are going to compete for that starting position, but we look at it in terms of, you know, we've got some depth. So our third linebacker is real close to our second and our first. And so being able to make sure that we get these players on the field and coordinate it, because they're all going to play offense, they're all pretty much going to play defense, and they're all going to be involved in special teams. So being able to coordinate that to get everybody involved and find a role for everybody on the team, I think, is our challenge as a coaching staff.
Again, we're talking with Dave Stupka. He's the new head football coach at Elyria Catholic, although, as we mentioned with Dave earlier, he was on staff last year, so some familiarity with these kids and the EC program. And, Coach, Rob mentioned the new league, and I'm sure you have goals for going into that new conference. And yet, at EC, such a strong tradition for not only conference aspirations, but playoff aspirations. And I would assume that continues, that, hey, we have a goal to play beyond 10 games.
Well, we try not to talk about that. When we came in, we talked about we want to make sure that our program is on a stage of continuous improvement, okay? And at the end of the season, we count up how many wins we have, and if it's enough points, we play week 11. We really want our guys to focus in on the moment. It goes without saying that a place is traditionally strong in football at Elyria Catholic. It goes without saying that our goal is to win a conference championship. Our goal is to get in the postseason. We don't talk about it. That tradition has been established well before us, and it's an expectation that Elyria Catholic football will always have. You know, we say this to our players. Our goal is to play our best game of the year, the last game of the year. So that's never going to change at Elyria Catholic.
Dave, I mentioned Jake Kukta, tremendous athlete at quarterback for you. Who are other key players? Who are some leaders for your football team this year that you'll be relying on?
Well, it all starts up front. You know, we start with our returning center, Mitchell Carson. We have Ted Acletus, Mickey O'Neill on the line, Tanner Reeser, who didn't play much offensive line last year. These are all seniors who really are going to make it start for us. You know, the wide receivers like Cole Virgin, he's outstanding, Darren Geis, Zach Thurman, Jeremy Smith, who's going to be playing in tailback. They're going to get a lot of the notoriety, but our linemen up front really are going to be the key to our success. We took a young man named Evan Cruz, and we converted him to a tight end. He's 6'3", 230. So we're looking for big things from him because he's an excellent blocker. He can catch the ball. Gives us a little added dimension when we're in our two-back formations. You know, we have those players that I mentioned, Jeff Spencer as well, who's right now is our second-team quarterback, has done a very good job as well. I don't want him to be slighted tonight. But we got guys like Daryl Davis, Sam Best. I'm going to forget one of them, I'm sure. But Jim McLaughlin, these are all guys that are competing for time and position in our backfield. And if there's somebody that I missed, I forgive in advance.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, I mentioned before your head coaching experience, Lutheran West, Chanel, Mid-Park. And yet when you wear the hat as the head coach at a new school, does that get the adrenaline pumping again? How excited are you about this opportunity?
Well, Elyria Catholic is an unbelievable school, community, the football alumni, our family, my daughter goes to the school. It's just really a special, special place. And we talk about it in terms of, it's really, you can't put it into words, but we're very fortunate. Our family is very fortunate. I'm very fortunate. I'm very blessed and grateful to have the opportunity to work at Elyria Catholic and be involved with the young people there and the staff. It's just really a special place.
That's awesome. Well, we look forward to talking to you every week. I told you I'd be pestering you for the forecast show every week. So look forward to those weekly conversations. And obviously, as you said, the tradition at Elyria Catholic speaks for itself. Best of luck this season.
Yes. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Dave.
Rob.
Thanks for coming out. Dave Stupka, the head football coach at Elyria Catholic, as he joins us here at Wolfie's. That is coach number one. We've got many more coaches to go. We're going to talk high school football all night long.